ground, there was a footprint. A big footprint. So I was hooked from that moment on. I started spending all the time I could spare searching for the beast, then I spent time I couldn't spare. That's how I lost my job and my friends.
So sad.
Well, I didn't tell it so you could cry in your sprouts or whatever that is, darling. I'm telling it so that your father won't make the same mistake.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Dr. Wrightwood, but there's a big difference between your story and mine.
Not as big as you think.
Maybe even bigger.
No, 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 you're kidding yourself. I remember what you told me when you came into my shop. Bigfoot can come live with us. We'll accept the responsibility. Can you imagine what a Bigfoot would do to your home? Yeah, well, I can. You're good people. I'm going to say this once. I'm going to say it simple. And I hope to God, for your sakes, you all listen. There are no abominable snowmen. There are no Sasquatches. There are no Bigfeet. Am I missing something? Oh, Lord. Lord God.
Dr. Wrightwood, say hello to Harry.
Hello.
Isn't he something?
Oh, yes, he's so smart, too. I mean, George has taught him how to sit.
To sit? Oh!
Yeah. Are you recording?
I've been recording.
Okay, so then we'll actually start in 3, 2... Test.
Duh. Test.
Well, calm down. We gotta test out the new equipment, man. Calm down.
It's... Well.
You know,
I really wish that you would have, paid special attention when you were in the bathroom upstairs before shitting. You basically flooded the house, and then that went down into the basement. Do you realize that you have to flush in between wiping, flush, wipe, flush, wipe, flush?
How was I supposed to know that your house has special needs just like you? I didn't fucking know that, man. I took a massive dump, I always do. And, yeah, sorry, your basement's flooded. My bad, I guess.
It's not that the house has special needs. It's that we have old pipes. I forget what they call the pipes, but they're old.
Old?
Basically. Yes, old pipes.
Well... I broke them in.
You certainly did, fucker. Now we have to get new pipes, but should we tell people that we're actually back in the store for once? Holy shit.
Well, yeah, the store's not quite up and running yet. That'll be Monday. But the new glass and everything's in. Everything looks great. So we're pretty much ready for the grand reopening.
Has Tony talked to you at all?
Tony doesn't believe that a mythical Germanic demon creature smashed through the windows.
But he did. Wait, but he did give you Friday the 13th. Oh, wait, no, that's right. You stole that.
I borrowed, and he actually loved that idea, which is possibly why we still have a job. But it has drummed up a lot of attention for the store.
It definitely has. I mean, you know, people are kind of wondering when we're going to do more, honestly.
Well, fortunately for them, this is VHS Life Season 2. Oh, we are back.
Wait, whoa. Cut the Season 2 bullshit.
No, it's like season two, man. We had the off season break in between.
The off season break was you fucking broke my house.
Okay, so we had to take a break because the store killed our store. Yeah, because the store got demolished and your basement got flooded.
Yeah.
And some of our equipment was lost in the process thereof.
Yeah.
However, let's put a positive spin on it. It was a mid-season, or not a mid-season, it was a seasonal break, so we're back with season two.
It was not a seasonal break. There is no season two. Just like there is no Boogeyman. Get it?
Fine.
It's all, like, the season two thing is all in your head. Just like the final season of Bates Motel started, and as we see from the first episode in that, there's a lot in Norman's head right now.
And yeah, I don't fucking care.
Boy ain't well. Well, let me tell you, Rihanna is going to grace this season as Marion Crane, the character made famous by Janet Leigh in 1960. And let me tell you, the footage that I saw of Rihanna so far, she is looking very enjoyable and very wet.
You're definitely enjoying that recasting, aren't you there, buddy?
I gotta tell you, I think, you know what, people may be against it. Those people are racist, and I do not enjoy them.
Oh, so you're in favor of Michael Myers being black.
Please.
And the reboot.
Well, please, you know, because he will be one of the dirty ones, so then he will be one that will deserve to die.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, if you want to go down that road about that Halloween, oh God. All right.
So a lot's happened since we've been forced into a break. So let's kind of dive into that first, and then we'll talk about our future. How about that? Let's just play a little bit of catch up.
We have a future? Wow.
Hopefully.
I gotta tell you, it's beautiful, like, looking into your eyes again.
Oh, Jesus, Mike. Yeah, I know, they're blue and...
It's like they're hypnotic, and I'm looking at them, and I'm going into a trance, and I just... If I were gay, you would be mounted at this very moment.
I choose to take that as a compliment, like, and not as the creepy...
Mounted like the steer that you are. We're going to try that PH training. Is that what it's called, PH training? I'll fucking train your PH.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have no idea. PHDH? I fucking saw you posted something on Facebook about some fucking training you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, in our break, I have decided to try a new training program for myself, and I am now doing Lane Norton's PH3, Power and Hypertrophy.
Ah, so it's going to turn you into a wild boar.
No. It's just a different form of training.
A minotaur.
So far, I'm enjoying it. It's difficult. The blood flow restriction aspect of it is something I'm not used to, but hey.
Well, doesn't that cut off circulation? What's your issue? You're going to die.
No, I'm not explaining it. People that are interested in working out and whatnot should Google it, but it's definitely interesting.
I'm interested, but I don't think I'd be able to do it. Do you think so?
I wouldn't suggest it, no.
No. Well, because I think I already have, like, some circulation issues, so you think if I do, like, that...
That would not be suggested.
No. It would probably kill me, correct?
Probably.
Wow.
So, Mike, I know you were really excited for John Carpenter returning to the Halloween franchise.
All right. We'll stop.
Right. What are your thoughts, man?
He's not back in the franchise. He's there... Name only. It's a glorified name that they're attaching to it. He's not there. Do you get that? Like, he's not there. It's not
him. You were excited, were you not?
I'm not saying that, yeah.
Yeah, you were. And now you're realizing that he is an executive producer.
No, that's what I said from the beginning. Is that he's an executive producer, nothing more. He doesn't care. And the reason that he doesn't care is why we have Danny McBride and some other fucking jerk-off taking over.
Oh, come on, man. It's going to be great.
No, it's not.
It's going to be the funniest Halloween ever.
It's going to be the worst Halloween ever. And
I doubt that.
All right, okay. All right, I'll
give
you... Have
you seen Resurrection?
Yes, okay, I'll give you. It won't be worse than Resurrection.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Brandon Lee. You don't get that, but that's okay. It won't be Resurrection, and we can be thankful for that. But, come on. These guys don't make horror movies. They don't. I don't know how anyone could trust them with doing something of that nature. Really. There's... No, you can't.
Here's the interesting tidbit that's been released that I find just aggravating. The fact that they are not rebooting it is not related to Rob Zombie's.
Yeah, okay. That's what I like. Okay. Well, no, I would have... Okay, if they would have continued
I could
Zombies,
go either
that
way.
Would have been okay. Yeah.
Right. But...
Reboot, I don't want another one.
But they're ignoring... The majority of the franchise.
I can
so we're live. Getting another H2O.
See, but here's the thing. I can live with that because I was ready to do that with Patrick Melton and Marcus Dunstan when they were doing Halloween Returns. I was ready to
I think that is a horrible idea.
I don't.
Because if you're going back and you're acknowledging some of the films... You're going to piss off fans by being like, yeah, but all those other ones didn't exist. It's insulting to a franchise to play in its universe and blatantly ignore films. Now, here, if they played it where the main centerpiece was those two, but they acknowledge events that happened in the others, I will be okay with that. Like, you know, you don't have to play up the whole cult of Thorn and yes, different aspects that
would,
like that.
That would be sweet. I would love it.
They don't have to do that. If they simply acknowledged that other things with Michael happened, you know, well, that then, he
how
killed
would they do that,
he then? Killed Loomis at one point, but they keep the main fo- well, here's how you do that. You bring back you can't bring back Jamie Lee Curtis because they already blew that load of H2O, which is honestly not that good of a fucking Halloween movie.
Well, if they're ignoring it, then technically they could bring her back.
I don't know how you do it. I think it's fucking stupid to try. And I think, honestly, the best we're going to get, absolute best we're going to get, is another Texas Chainsaw 3D, which is another one that ignored the franchise that it was going into.
Yeah, but I thought Texas Chainsaw 3D was actually a decent film. I enjoyed it.
It is a decent film. It's enjoyable, but it's not great.
But you got
is that of the caliber that you want for a Halloween film coming out now?
I mean, it'd be better than just another flat out reboot, honestly.
I would prefer a soft reboot that acknowledges the past and is just moving things ahead.
I don't want that. Not at all. No. Can't do it.
Not a remake. Not Rob Zombie retelling the entire thing. Mm-hmm. I'm saying throw us back into the universe, acknowledge the past, but put a new spin on it. Yeah, there was a Michael Myers. He killed a bunch of people in the late 70s and 80s. Okay. Okay, we got the history. We acknowledge it with flashes and little tidbits iconic scenes.
You love flashes. You love the flashes.
Well, here's what you do, man.
You want me to flash you right now? I'll flash you.
Please don't. But here's the thing with that. With an opening title sequence, mm-hmm. we can take our new actor that is playing Michael Myers, all right, recreate iconic scenes from the previous franchise, from the previous films in the franchise, mm-hmm. all right, and then move into your new film. Right then, you're acknowledging. You're not just being like, you know what? You like 4 and 3 and 5. Well, fuck you. You're a retard. Only 1 and 2 is good. No, you're saying, hey, look, this shit happened. Maybe it didn't quite happen the way that we were told, but it did happen. All right? Now let's move forward. I don't know why that aggravates me so much, but it does.
I don't know either.
It's just like somebody's just like, hey, I'm going... Okay, it's like a movie studio bought your favorite book franchise, and they're going to turn them all into movies, okay? Mm-hmm. There's 5 of them. Okay.
There's 5 of them?
There's 5 books, and they're going to turn them into films.
Oh, for a minute, I thought you said 5 of them, because I do like An American Tale.
No. Huh. Okay. So, okay. For a nice little example, we'll use Game of Thrones, because everyone knows that. Each season's based on a book. Okay? So instead of doing the TV series, they're going to do movies. Well, they're only going to acknowledge the first, third, and fifth book, and everything else is, well, it's a piece of shit. Fuck it. No, that has a built-in fan base, which is the whole fucking reason you're able to make this fucking movie in the first place, and you're disrespecting them.
Okay.
Fuck it.
I mean,
I hate this shit.
I mean, I get you on some strange, weird level. I get
they are ignoring your favorite film ever made, Mike, and saying it's a piece of shit not worth mentioning. They're saying that the iconic role that Donald Pleasance played for how many movies past 1 and 2 mm-hmm. don't fucking matter at all and people shouldn't see them.
Well, see, here's what I have to say about that, okay?
Because they're rewriting the universe at this point. It'll be 1, 2 in the new Halloween.
I get it. I get that. But so here's what I got to say, though, okay? Loomis technically died at the end of 2. If you if you play it that way, that's kind of what happened. I get that, okay? Now look. Rob Zombie remade Halloween. I did not think that they would get anybody to... to do Loomis at that point. I said, there's nobody that could play that character. When I first heard that Malcolm McDowell was going to do it, I was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I was like, this movie is going to suck. It is going to spit in the face of Donald Pleasance. I'm going to be completely pissed off, okay? Now, as years have gone by, I'm going to tell you this, okay? At this point, as much as it pains me to say, I don't want them to recast Loomis. I really don't. I don't want them to do it again. The reason McDowell pulled it off was because Loomis was entirely different in those reboots. And that's, you know, McDowell could pull that off. He didn't have to base that off of Donald's performance, because it wasn't Donald's Loomis. It was not the original Loomis. It was something else. So if we're going to get a movie like this, don't give us Loomis. Take him out. Make him have died in that fire. Don't bring Robert Englund into it, because you know what? Somebody quoted, or not quoted, but somebody commented on a Facebook post about, you know, that, where they said, you know, about them wanting Robert Englund to play Loomis in the new Halloween.
Yeah, there's a petition going on.
Yeah, I didn't sign it, and I won't sign it, but somebody commented on it, and I agree. And it's not that I agree with it just because it's Robert Englund. I think I would agree with it, you know, with any actor. But they said Robert Englund is not one-fifth of the actor that Donald Pleasance was. And I got to agree with you right there. He's not.
I don't think that... And this is nothing against Mr. Englund. I don't think he could bring anything new or original to the role.
Right, and that's the thing. And I don't think anybody
he's already played that role
in Leslie Vernon. We know this.
Exactly.
Yes. But, and that, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that anyone else could. So if you're going to do this, you have to just have the Loomis character have died. As much as it pains me to do it, you just can't do it anymore. Nobody can recreate it the way that Donald did. And, oh, excuse me, that Shamrock Shake is coming back up that I had for lunch. But it's the chocolate Shamrock. So, like, as I'm burping, the chocolate and the mint are filling my throat. But the way that it works is, like, I don't think that they can do it. It's just not going to be the same. It's not... It's just... I don't care. Look, and I don't care. I know that other people are thinking, well, Christopher Lee was the original... Well, Christopher Lee's dead. He can't play the part now, even if they wanted you to. And honestly, I wouldn't want him to play the part now, even if he was alive.
Well, here's the hard truth of this, Mike. I'm still debating as to if this will even get made.
Honestly, with everything going on with Friday the 13th now, yes, I agree with you 100%. They may not even make it.
Secondly, this is a Blumhouse picture. So it's not going to be a huge scope. You know, it's going to be based in one location, and we'll get one or two name actors.
And
it'll be kept kind of cheap, which honestly... should be the way this film goes.
Right.
Because let's get back to our roots. These were cheap slasher films.
Right. No, I get that. But here's my thing, too, about Blumhouse. And, all right. Now, this may point some people the wrong way, and I'm just going to say it. I did think that Blumhouse was, like, the future of horror. I really did. I thought that they were going in, like, a really good direction with their movies. And not to say that everything that they do is shit, but the majority of what they do, I feel, is subpar. And I mean, I think honestly that this is probably the worst move that the franchise could take. I think Blumhouse getting the rights it is just probably one of the worst things for this franchise.
Well, let me.
I don't think Blumhouse can handle a franchise of this caliber. They're not. They don't do movies like this. This is not them. They're going to, like, I don't know what they're going to do, but it's going to be a shitty Halloween. And the fact that they hired these guys to do it, you know, and I know that Malik Akkad and all this stuff, I know that he had some say in it, but obviously, you know, at the end of the day, it's Blumhouse that's pumping the money into it. And I you know, it's I think it's a nail in the coffin for the franchise.
So let me give you my take on this. Let me spin it for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a Blumhouse picture. We're probably working with, what, 1.5, you think?
Nah, I think you'll get at least 2 or 3.
Okay, because it's Halloween, we'll get a larger scope. Okay, so, all right, I'm gonna say we have to blow our money on 3 decent actors. Okay, mm-hmm. Obviously we need the heroine, the protagonist, and the sheriff. Okay, so, let's see, who could we cast a young, pretty girl that's done one or two things that's somewhat recognizable. Not hard to do. Okay.
So, but now, where does this pick up in the universe? Does this pick up after, like, does this pick up right after Halloween 2, or is this, like,
no,
30 years after Halloween 2?
We're going to pick up after, well, okay, we're going to have to change a little things. But, yeah, we're going to pick up in modern day. Because it's either that or you set it in the 80s when most of these films were done.
Right.
Okay. So we can get into that. Now, honestly, it might... Honestly, budget would be the main concern as to which decade you choose, because you're going to have to get proper fashion and vehicles and all that to look period correct. Mm-hmm. But then again, with it being modern day, you may have to get licensing for Facebook and shit like that, or just, you know, Palm Book, whatever, you know, add some stupid fucking name to it. All right, regardless, we're going to cast an older man into the sheriff role. Mike, toss somebody at me.
You know what's fucked up? I think, weirdly, you know who John C. Reilly is?
Right.
Yeah, I get a feeling that, you know, knowing... I'm only going because I know the type of movies these guys do. I think that's something that they would go to, like, that well for that.
Okay. I could roll with him. Another one I would suggest would be Ethan Hawke, because Ethan Hawke has a long history with Blumhouse.
Yeah, that could work. But Ethan Hawke might not want to do a movie like Halloween, though.
Yeah, he did Sinister.
Yeah, but Sinister's a kind of a different...
Right.
Beast.
Okay. So we'll go with John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
He can kind of act. We can roll with it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. My lead that we're gonna follow is Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
Listen.
All right. Here we go.
So we open with the credit scene, like I said before, acknowledging iconic scenes.
Right.
Okay.
The flash cuts. Yes, I get that right. Very much.
Then we jump to Josh Hartnett snapping awake, okay? This is establishing that the credits were pretty much a nightmare of him from everything that's going on with Michael Myers, okay?
Okay, I get you.
We're establishing that Josh Hartnett was a psychiatrist in training, let's say, at Haddon, or the, what was the name of the hospital? I know it was in Warren County. It was
the Warren County Smith Grove Sanitarium.
Smith Grove Sanitarium. So he's was in training there, kind of an under and following Loomis around.
Okay, so okay? He won't be playing John Tate then, is what you're saying?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
John Tate doesn't exist. Fuck H2O.
Right, but they won't cast him for that.
So, Danielle Harris had dual roles, let's not forget.
Yeah, well, there's a difference. Danielle Harris can actually act, and she's hot.
So can Josh Hartnett, and according to women, he's attractive, too.
Oh.
So, we understand that he's a psychiatrist, and he has the suspicion that due to something that happened at the sanitarium,
mm-hmm.
we're never quite clear what, Michael is back, okay? So we rush to Haddonfield, where he's trying to convince John C. Reilly that Michael Myers is coming back. And, of course, the things that get referenced heaviest are the first two films. However, the other things happened. We're just going to say that, you know, that was never identified as Michael. It was possible copycats, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
So it wasn't Michael that escaped from the sanitarium in 88, you know, bandaged and burned. That wasn't really him, is what you're saying.
No, what we're saying is that pretty much the town is trying to whitewash that Michael kept coming back. They're saying that, you know, much like Friday the 13th Part 6, you know, they're trying to distance themselves. So they're saying, oh, no, it was a copycat. Michael died in that accident. They're maintaining that.
Oh, I see. I get you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're quickly seeing that Josh Hartnett's character is a little disturbed. He has PTSD from the events. And then, you know, we get to understand his history, that he was a young man, let's say fresh out of college, so like 21, 22. Mm-hmm. No, he'd be a psychiatrist, so a little bit older, but still, when Michael broke out. So we're fudging the timeline a little bit, but who gives a shit?
Right. It's convoluted anyway, so.
So we get to see some of the horror that happened at the sanitarium that night.
Yes.
All right. Well, the kids of of Haddonfield are tired of the repression. So okay. They're going to throw a Halloween party. Obviously on Halloween.
Well, that's normally when this stuff takes place, so yeah.
Exactly. Right? It's just falling together now, right?
Not perfect. Really, but okay.
So, our main set piece for the third act is going to be, get this, man.
Oh, God.
A cornfield adjacent to a pumpkin patch. Because
they were going to do that in another fucking movie, you copycatter.
So, the party's here. Michael's here. We're cutting costs because we're not really in a building. You know, we don't have a whole lot of locations. We've got a fucking cornfield and a pumpkin patch. All right? You following me so far?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we end up, we get our final girl. Nice big showdown with Michael. Josh Hartnett shows up after everything's done. And lo and behold, we get the nice little twist that Josh Hartnett actually has a split personality and is Michael Myers. Because Michael actually is dead. And from all the psychological damage done to him from Michael, he's now created the persona of Michael. So we have a whole new franchise right here. And people love this mental shit right now. I mean, look at Split. That did great business. Look at A Cure for Wellness. Right?
That didn't do great business. That bombed.
I actually really want to see it. I haven't seen it yet, but I am going to.
I think it sucks, so don't do it to yourself.
Did you actually see it?
No, but it just
yeah, seems there you go.
Really horrible, so I don't think I'm going to.
I work in a mental institution, so that interests me.
Yeah.
So that's how you do that. That's how I would do it. Because that gives us a fresh start while acknowledging the past.
I don't know. I think we have to leave the listeners to their thoughts on that one. And let's take a quick break for a second, because I want to come back and I want to talk briefly about the debacle that was formerly Friday the 13th.
Part now, 13.
Yeah, now no more. So we will be back right after this.
With Bigfoot.
Oh, Christ. You and fucking Bigfoot. right, and we're back. And I'm sitting next to the great Adonis that is known as Postmaster General Rhodes King.
And this is VHS Life.
You know,
Season 2.
Season, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the face. And I'm gonna buy you a fucking spit guard, because if you ever spit in my fucking face again,
VHS Life.
God damn it. You know,
Let's try a really sensual one. All right. Yeah. So for all you ladies out there,
let's do it. Just fucking Adonis.
Sit back and listen. All right. So
ride me like a pony.
Are currently listening to VHS Life. That's right. It's like you can feel my breath practically right on your ear, can't you?
Yes. And then. Put your headphone in your vagina and
oh, Jesus. Okay, so Friday the 13th, part 13, Michael.
Let me motorboat you. I'm going to motorboat you. Yes, motorboat.
All right, Howard.
Huh. Yeah, I don't like Howard anymore. Okay, continue.
What is your issue of Friday the 13th, man? Come on.
Okay. All right. I don't know where to start here. I really don't, honestly.
It's simple. Friday the 13th, part 13, if you are unaware, has been canceled. It's not happening. We're not getting it.
And unfortunately, we should be getting it. And I think they're really kind of screwing with us.
Well, let's talk about it, because this is one of the few times that I'm aware of so much information actually being put out there about a film that didn't happen, because at first we got all the information on, what was it, Friday the 13th 3D? Is that what they were calling it? Or?
Well, that was the one that the guy that was involved with the Hannibal TV series wrote.
Right. Now, is that the one where Jason got his powers from the lake?
I have no idea, because I did not read that whole script. Let me just tell you something. I started reading that script because I know it's now available online to read.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to read it, go ahead and grab it.
I started to read it, and then I stopped because these people are putting way too much thought into these movies. They really are. I mean, seriously, and I even read, because Bloody Disgusting posted about the current script that got canceled. You know, that I.
Oh was, my god, that one sounds amazing.
No, it doesn't. I mean, again, it's just so much in just one movie. I just think you're trying to, like, go all over the place, because I read their thing on it, and it just seems like it's all over the place. Like, you don't need it. It's not necessary.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I can't remember if it was 3D or not, okay? One of the scripts out there where Jason got his power from the lake, okay?
Yeah, Nick Anacosta one or whatever. However the fuck you say his name.
I like a lot of what we're getting. The explanation as to why Jason was unstoppable, A, I felt is unneeded, and B, it's kind of dumb.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The new one is probably the one I think would have been honestly very successful. The writing team is good. The analysis of the script that I read, because I read it as well, sounded very good to me. And the directors that did The Crazies.
Breck Eisner, yeah. The Crazies was a great film. I enjoyed that immensely, the Crazies remake. I get it. That was great. But again, I mean, I'm not complaining. Him as a director, he's competent, he's good. But these writers and, you know, these producers, it's like you're too much. You need to, like, minimize Minimize. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Minimize. And the fact that they canceled this due to the bad performance of the ring, of Rings or whatever the fuck it is. Okay. Rings is probably a shitty movie. I'm not going to dispute that point. I get it. But Friday the 13th is a totally different audience. It's a totally different demographic. So what the fuck are you doing?
They are uneducated and they're looking at the genre.
And
this one failed, so we're not financing this because this is going to cost us probably more than Rings.
They were already approved for a $21 million budget for Friday.
Okay.
Again, these movies were made for... I mean, throughout the 80s, you got these things for like 3-4 million tops. Where are the budgets on these things?
I don't. Here's the thing with the last one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just focus on that one.
2009
right now.
Sucked. Derek Mears was a decent Jason, but 2009 Friday the 13th in general just sucked.
Oh no, completely agree with that. It felt like it was an imitation.
Yeah.
Like it was okay, it's like I describe Friday the 13th to somebody and then tell them, okay, now go make a Friday the 13th. Like I describe the franchise. It's like, oh fuck. Okay, so tits are important. Okay, so tits are in the film. Shit, what teenagers. We gotta have teenagers. It felt bad. But the latest script I felt had promise. It almost felt like the just the feeling I got from reading it and thinking about how it would go kind of reminded me of the Town That Dreaded Sundown remake. And I don't know why, but that was just kind of the feel I got from the analysis of that script. I like how it didn't really explain anything, but I don't know. That one really has me intrigued. I think that is a great, great premise, and it's a shame because now that it's been canceled, that script is on the shelf, and we won't ever see it.
Which, I don't know what they're going to do. Well, here's what I think should happen. Paramount is going to get to a point where they're going to they lose the rights. I believe the deal reverts back to Warner Brothers in 2018, so a year. So what I think should happen is, okay, I really think that Warner then needs to get it to Warner Premiere, and I really just think at this point, even with the Halloween franchise, do direct-to-video. Just do direct-to-video. Fuck theatrical right now. Fuck it. Fuck it. Because you don't know how to handle a franchise that has theatrical caliber. You can't handle it. So let it go DTV. Because then you don't have to worry about shit and you can do whatever the fuck you want. I mean, look at Child's Play. They're finally giving us Cult of Chucky, which actually does sound really good.
Meh.
Of course. Well, you're not a big Chucky fan to begin with, so I wouldn't expect much from you.
I didn't enjoy the last one.
You're fucking nuts. The last one was way better than fucking Seed of Chucky, and don't you try to say different.
No, Seed of Chucky is probably one of the absolute worst in any of the slasher franchises. Yeah, it's as bad as, you know, Leprechaun and Da Hood.
Yeah, and admit that Curse was actually better than Seed. You have to admit that.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Yeah.
Not arguing that. I'm just arguing that it's not a good film. It's not a good part in the franchise.
Mm.
Okay, here's my argument against that. Charles Lee Ray, all right? Mm-hmm. The Strangler. The Lakeside Strangler, was it?
Lakeshore Strangler.
Lakeshore Strangler,
yes,
okay.
Correct.
All right, so we learned that he's a serial killer. We learned that his soul, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we blah, learned blah, that blah. He's... Yeah, we're jumping past a couple films. We learned that he's stringing along a big-titted bimbo. Okay. All right. This is the kind of guy he is. He's sleazy. He doesn't have, you know, interpersonal skills. He's probably got a lot of mental issues, and all this adds up. Oh, what the fuck is this? Two films later? Oh, he's a family man? What? He's obsessed with... Where the fuck did any of this come from? No, it doesn't fit with the character, at least in my mind. Maybe I have to go back and rewatch them all.
I think you do. I think you're missing a lot there, honestly.
I don't know how we go from Charles Lee Ray that was stringing along this chick and strangling people and funding and giving her jewelry and stuff like that to the Charles Lee Ray that is obsessed with this family and just wants to be with this chick. What happened to the big titted bimbo? Are we just ignoring those films? Did she not really exist, or was he fucking her and actually in love with this woman and
obsessed with
her family?
The big titted bimbo, that's Jennifer Tilly, so that became
right. The
fucking doll.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you mean, what are we ignoring her for?
I asked, are we just ignoring that? Did that not happen? I don't understand this continuity, because they've established that he has a relationship with her. Mm-hmm. And now in whatever Chucky it was, I don't fucking remember the name of it, that he is obsessed with this girl's mother, wanting to be with her, and that's how she ended up in the wheelchairs, because he stabbed her, and I don't know. It's fucking convoluted and doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit the continuity that you've already established.
It's... Yeah, but again, I don't know if I'm lost or what. Wait, I'm so confused, because I thought you said... I thought she was addressed, though. That was all addressed in Seed of Chucky. She got transferred from the doll back into Jennifer Tilly, the actress's body. So that's all been addressed. I don't know.
No. When we're doing the flashback scenes.
Oh, you mean in Curse of Chucky?
Yeah, in Curse of Chucky, in the flashback scenes, they're establishing the whole backstory is he's obsessed with this woman and her children. He just wants her and to be a part of this family. So where does that fit in with the Charles Lee Ray, the strangling people, giving Jennifer Tilly's character jewelry, and funding their crazy fuckfests while he's stalking this woman and in love with her and wanting to be part of her family? One and one don't add up. I don't see how this is the same character.
But people live double lives all the time, so I don't see what your issue is there.
I guess the only way I can fix it in my mind is that he wants a normal life and is actually in love with this woman, but the best he can get is the beautiful Jennifer Tilly that is worshiping him because he's a serial killer.
Exactly.
It makes no sense, man. I would fucking kick that chick and her disgusting little parasites to the curb and be happy with Jennifer Tilly.
Well, that's you, but not everybody is as narrow-minded as yourself, so.
And yes, I called her children parasites.
You did. It's not like they're pieces of Cloverfield, for Christ's sake.
It's fucking disturbing. It grows... No. You can't get into it. It's worse than any horror movie.
I'll give you fucking your pH balance.
pH 3, dumbass.
Oh, okay. pH cubed. Let's just call it what it is.
pH cubed.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into Bigfoot like we promised,
oh,
Michael.
Oh, God. I can't do Bigfoot. I told you.
The Amish Bigfoot War.
That's on fucking Witching Hour or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Okay, so let's break this down real quick and then we can close it out, Mike, okay? Oh. Because I know you don't want to talk about it.
Not Bigfoot, no.
Okay. So here it is. Michael J. is adamantly against this. So I, whenever we have a break and I actually have to work overnight and get bored, we'll do another Witching Hour covering Bigfoot because it was promised. However, the story of the Amish Bigfoot War was also promised to you guys, so we're going to get that.
So you
right
are
now.
Doing. So it is called the Witching Hour, is what you're saying.
That is up in the air. I actually have an idea, and if we actually turn it into its own show instead of just a filler on here, you know, a little one of those mid-season kind of filler episodes that
Jesus
you get.
Christ, here she is. I mean,
if you were actually paying attention to our show and not texting your woman over there.
Actually, I am paying attention to the show.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're able to follow what I was saying so
I'm
well.
Looking at my levels.
Chucky. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and why we could all hear you. No, I'm just sitting here texting.
You could hear that? Wow.
So, yeah, new equipment, Mike. Much better quality.
Yes, much better.
So, I'm going to give you guys a story here real quick. And for all the people that actually supported The Witching Hour, I really appreciate it. It's something I've thought about doing for a long time. And it will continue in one way, shape, or form.
It's going to, because I already renewed it. Yes.
Okay, so here is the story, Michael.
Yes.
Now, in the 80s, on an Amish farm, a couple of men were out working. They were gathering some timber because they were attempting to finish their chicken coop, I do believe. Now, this is from memory, so if I get some of the facts wrong, I apologize, people. But sadly, this story is not worth a direct dictation to you. However, the stories you will be getting about Bigfoot from me specifically to you will be so much better. Trust me. Okay, so these guys were working on it. They kept hearing something strange in the woods, caught their attention. So they go to investigate. And lo and behold, they see a Bigfoot. And it's babbling to itself in some unknown dialect. Even though, Jesus Christ, Mike, stop.
that's check audio. Public store. I was just looking at it, so we're good.
It's not worth looking at. Even though they speak High German, yes, I know what they speak. Du sprechen Sie Deutsch. So, frightened by this thing, they kind of flee. However, the creature then sees them and chases after them onto the farm. The men, being a bunch of pussies, flee into the house. And the creature just kind of shambles around and then sits down in their garden, just kind of staring off. Eventually, the men realize it isn't going away, and they come outside to investigate. Now, the creature gets up, kind of ignoring them, walks off, and then disappears. Now, let's break down this account.
You're putting me to sleep.
Yeah, thank you. Now, let's break this down here real quick. Parts of the story I left out. Bigfoot was wearing tattered clothing, including underwear.
A tutu?
No. Sounds fucking stupid. All right. So, Bigfoot simply disappearing. And I don't mean he blends into the shadows of the woods. No. I mean he literally just fucking vanishes. Like Scotty beamed him up. I'm going to smack you. So, two very stupid things that just make absolutely no sense. Now, here's the only credible part of this. You ready, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
What are the Amish?
They ride in buggies and they're scary. And they smell. They
are extremely devout Christians. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ. Yeah, Christianity.
Christ.
They're against sinning. Which means that generally speaking, an Amish man will not lie to you. So assuming that this accounts.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you? Oh, yeah. Don't you know it's true? Girl, there's no... I just thought of that song. I'm talking about lying. So
assuming that the counts can actually be traced back to a true Amish man, there's some credibility. Mm-hmm. But there you go, people. The Amish Bigfoot War wasn't actually a war, and it's not all that credible.
So there you go. You covered in about less than 5 minutes a show that you wanted to release that would be like an hour or more. And you did it in 5 minutes. So see?
I could have made it fucking gold, and it could have been shorter even if you wanted, if you wouldn't have interrupted me.
Well, I think the listeners will appreciate my sleeping in the middle of your story.
Here's the thing, man. I could have told you several Bigfoot stories, and your reactions mm-hmm. would have been great. And then our discussions around a couple Bigfoot films would have been great.
Okay, well, considering that the only Bigfoot film that I like is Harry and the Hendersons, that's all you would have gotten.
What about Exists?
I've never seen it. I choose not to see it. And there it is.
It's actually pretty fucking good, man.
Isn't that the one that Blair Witch guy made?
Eduardo Sanchez?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine. Yeah, he made it.
He should have stuck with Blair Witch.
Yeah. I think he would have preferred to make another Blair Witch movie, but they chose not to give it to him.
Well, that's their fault. I mean, I think that he should make Blair Witch 4.
Nah, I wouldn't be against it.
It should happen.
But I do promise you guys that if I do any more, or when I decide to actually do it as its own project...
I'll let him do a fucking Bigfoot thing, and I will fucking sit there and I will fucking lambaste him the whole fucking time for doing something so fucking stupid that I just want to fucking claw my own eyes out.
Kind of like when somebody watches one of your movies.
Well, see, the latest one would not be like that, but somebody needs to, you know, write something aside from porn parodies.
Hey, man, Pornhub was interested. I have to finance the pilot episode, which means 24-carat Schlong Productions might be stepping back into business.
Oh, can we get the partner miniature Gimcock Films?
I will have to play a part, so just simply for finances, I'm thinking I'll have to play the sheriff.
Well, I'll be the hold on, who the fuck can I be? I'll be 33.
No.
44.
You're gonna be the creature.
55. Is there a creature? I didn't even finish the show yet. Don't fucking spoil it.
Yeah, you're going to be the creature.
Cool, I get to fuck everybody then.
Well, it would be called rape.
Well.
And you mostly kill people. You don't have sex.
But I kill them with my gimp miniature cock, right? The miniature gimp cock, right?
No, a giant vagina with teeth.
But that's not going to work.
Stay tuned to Pornhub for Stranger's Thing.
I thought it was Strange Things.
No, that's the name of the Netflix.
I was going to say, because they need, you know, strange. You know, like strange pussy is called strange, or a strange girl is called strange, you know, because it's strange.
Right, right. Right, no, this is Stranger's Thing.
So it's like you're going into, like, strange pussy. That's the whole thing, so it's strange pussy. So it's just called The Strange, because it's strange.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And do you want to tell them what's up for the next show?
All right. So big news for our future before we leave.
Yes.
We've decided to continue our wacky adventures.
Okay.
And Mike has insisted that there actually needs to be more content. So we decided to do a video commentary for the entire franchise of Phantasm.
Well, 1 through 4, really. So
That's debatable. There will be something done around Ravenger.
Yeah, we're still in talks about that right now. I could be an idiot and choose not to participate, or I could not be an idiot and choose to participate.
I'll leave
that up to the listeners. What do you think? Should I be an idiot and not participate, or should I not be an idiot and participate? What do you think?
Well, having seen Ravager, I wouldn't blame you for not wanting to watch it again.
I love Ravager. That's my second favorite sequel after 2.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to watch the Phantasm franchise on VHS. And Tony's actually giving it to us this time.
So you're not stealing it. We don't have to steal it.
No, since it drummed up so much interest in Press Play, he's giving them to us this time. He's loaning them to me. So we will be broadcasting live via a recording. That's right. From my posh living room, watching a VHS on my 65-inch curved 4K TV. It's gonna be gloriously bad.
And if you have not seen our Friday the 13th VHS excursion, it is available online now. And as always, I believe in March, I will make available, starting in March, you will be able to get the DVDs of the Friday the 13th VHS video commentary, which you will be able to watch with or without our commentary, will be available. To people here, for whoever would like one, please shoot an email to vhslifepodcast@gmail.com or contact us on Facebook and we will set you up. Phantasms will also be available as they are, like, completed.
Yeah, and if you guys are interested in more, let us know. We are sticking to what we said. Any Friday the 13th that happens to crop up, we're going to give you a Friday the 13th video commentary. And there's more shit ahead. We're talking about t-shirts and blah, blah, blah. So if you want some VHS Life swag, it's coming your way. And a whole lot thinking, more.
How about like a VHS Life Presents a Phantasm video commentary t-shirt with our logo and Phantasm together?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I'll buy it.
Of course you would.
I wonder if anybody else would. But that's coming soon, so just stay tuned to the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good shit.
Stick to Facebook and Instagram. Nobody fucking tweets.
I fucking tweet.
You're the only one.
I tweeted about our Phantasm stuff, like, last week. So if people are on Twitter, you would have known it sooner.
Yep. And I'm keeping it a secret for now. So if you follow us on Instagram, you haven't seen it yet. But it is coming.
Yeah, well, obviously, they've heard it now, so it's not a secret anymore.
Well, yeah, shut up, Mike, with your logic. And you know what? Fuck you. This show's over, asshole.
All right.
Fucking walking out of here.
Well, somebody's gonna lock the door since we actually have a door to lock right now, so.
Yeah, well, you can fucking lock the door, you cocksucker.
Alright, well, be kind, rewind, and we will see you next time, hopefully next week, with our Phantasm VHS video commentary.
Later, fuckers.
Later.
There's just so much goddamn weight on my shoulders. All I'm trying to do is live my motherfucking life. Supposed to be happy, but I'm only getting colder. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside. There's just so much goddamn weight on my shoulders. All I'm trying to do is live my motherfucking life. Supposed to be happy, but I'm only getting colder. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside. Shoulders that you can't just live your motherfucking life. The story's getting old and my heart is getting colder. I just wanna be Jekyll, but I'm always fighting high. You got rocks in your head, I can hear them rolling round. You can see motherfucking line. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a hit on it.
Now, Malik, I have to ask you this. Every day, I turn on a computer, just like all the other fans, and it seems like Halloween 3, there's different stuff changing every day. We don't know what to believe. Could you give us any light to what's going on with the film? Who's in, who's out? I mean, we like to give facts to the fans, not rumors.
Well, I can't really talk too much about it right now. I can tell you that a lot of the rumors floating around are not true. There was talk about a director who they were reaching out to with lost found footage and things like that. That was another franchise. It wasn't Halloween. But here's what I can tell you. This film, I think, is going to be an amazing return to the core elements that the fans love, while also taking it into an entirely new and exciting direction. So it will be something new and exciting. So it's not just a rehash of old storylines, and it's not trying to just pattern or copy a previous film. It'll be bold and new and exciting, and yet it'll also have those elements that the fans love so much.